morning. I'm Melissa Long at the CNN Center here in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. President Obama leaving today for an important visit to Asia. 8 days, 5 cities, and 4 countries. The president's primary objective is to reassure Asian allies that have lent billions to the U.S., that the U.S. is strong, the dollar is still solid. Concerns of regional and international security, including those in North Korea, were really discussed. The president's plans for Afghanistan will no doubt be in the mix. Plus, he will meet several newly elected leaders for the first time. The president's top diplomat in Afghanistan is raising some major red flags over a possible troop increase. The Washington Post reports that U.S. Ambassador Eikenberry sent 2 classified cables to the White House in the past week. In those, he expressed serious reservations about sending more U.S. troops, while Afghanistan's government is still unstable. A White House spokesperson says the president won't discuss classified documents publicly. There is a sign that the terrible job market may be slowly healing. The number of first-time claims for unemployment fell last week to the lowest level since January. The Labor Department says new jobless claims dropped 502,000 for the week ending November 7th. Again, they dropped 502,000. Tomorrow morning, the parents of Falcon Heaney are expected to enter pleas of guilt in connection with the Balloon Boy hoax. In a statement, their attorney says their mother, Mayumi Heaney, will plead guilty to false reporting to authorities. That is a misdemeanor. The father, Richard Heaney, is expected to plead guilty to a felony offense of attempting to influence a public servant. They could receive jail time, but their attorney is saying the prosecutor is, in fact, recommending probation. Mike Tyson in trouble this morning with the law. The former boxing champ was arrested last night after a scuffle at the L.A. airport. Police say he punched a paparazzo in the head, sending him to the floor. The photographer went to the hospital with a cut on his forehead, and both men have been charged with misdemeanor battery. You're up to date. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Just stay with us here at CNN.com, online for more on these stories or other news that develops today.